understand. To my warriors gone, Stokely, George Jackson, Huey Reborn. If you feeling me, we should be family. Vanity, hold us back mentally. My brother be strong till the time come. Wisdom up on the drum, where we come from. Guns clap the sun, baby visual. Lifestyle, hate habitual. Proceed with caution in the ritual.
Return of the Black William Wallace. 2002 Shaka Zulu with two black steel revolvers. In the community, all of us got to get involved, cause that's the law for us. Mr. Officer, we don't want no trouble, we just doing our black thing, making our own government. You'll be lucky if you don't get locked up, shackle chained and dropped off, picking all of my cotton. It's time to get this shit cracking. It's time to do this warrior dance, turn thought into action. It's time to loosen up your bones, get on the dance floor, time to get it on.
To all my people in the struggle,
where you at?
We got a bubble.
Where you at?
To all my people in the streets.
Where you at?
Rock to the beat.
Where you at? I speak sporadic war tactics when my metaphors back. Flip for foreign black magic, then I chop them with my war hatchet. Cultivate the crop so we can cop the proper yield. When we drop the real bitch, we keep it popping. Don't make me start chucking spears up in here. I got words for your ears and a bucket for your tears. A threat for your fears. I'm set on this revolutionary concept that we slap on.
I'm just
here.
Like Hannibal when I ramble through. Make moves, elephant tough, voodoo crew. Phenomenal, right to skill of a crime fighter. Make mine divine, will entice ya. Tighter than Lycra, my microphone. When hype you gone, the type of mind to leave blown. I could just cry a river the plight of my, cause we die for five figures, don't lie. Battle.
It's time to get the itch cracking. It's time to do this warrior dance, turn thought into action. It's time to loosen up your bones, get on the dance floor, time to get it on.
To all my people in the struggle,
where you at?
We got a bubble.
Where you at?
To all my people in the streets,
where you at?
Rock to the beat.
Where you at? I'm hot under the collar, but melanin keeps me cool. 12 sinners if you think me fool. Watch my obsidian glow. Peep my ebonical flow. I heave all over the beat and let myself go. I'm coming through the lane throwing elbows. You won't ask no more. They keep singing.
Good morning. This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. Rise Up is a collective radio show by conscious youth for youth. I'm Nell Geiser, host for today, along with Errol Maitland at the controls. It's 11:04 here on WBAI. You just heard Zion 1, Where You At? Coming up, we'll hear youth voices from the massive anti-war and occupation demonstration in New York last Saturday. Then, an update on high-stakes testing for third graders. Bloomberg loses credibility, yet thwarts critics of his testing plan. We'll speak with a member of New York Coalition of Radical Educators. Also, an interview with the author of a study showing that babies in Harlem and Washington Heights are born bigger when they're not exposed to harmful pesticides. There's a shocker. We'll round out the show with Ken Gale of Ecologic joining us today to discuss environmental health and danger on the 30th anniversary of Three Mile Island. He'll speak with Code Pink. So, lots of good stuff coming up, but first, here's Kat Aaron with the latest in youth news.
Children are safer today than they were almost 30 years ago, but many are fatter. This according to the Child Well-Being Index, a new set of findings from Duke University and the Foundation for Child Development. Young people are less likely to become criminals, crime victims, or parents than they were in 1975, the survey's base year. But they are now more likely to be obese, to commit suicide, or live in a single-parent home. Poverty rates have only declined slightly over the past 30 years, and in 2000, one in every six American children still lived below the poverty line. The study's lead researcher, Kenneth C. Land, a professor of sociology at Duke, worried that the economy's current dismal state may bring down the index in the future. "We are now in a no-growth or slow-growth era," Land said. "If that continues, we may be seeing another generation of parents raising families in an environment that will negatively impact child well-being." The World Health Organization reported this week that environmental hazards in Europe are doing more damage to children's brains than had previously been recognized. Lead is the most harmful chemical for children. Dr. Mark Danzon, WHO Regional Director for Europe, said that prevention was the best cure, but that, quote, "the vested interests of industry and free trade," end quote, have hindered efforts to reduce exposure to lead. In more health news, one out of every two Americans will get a sexually transmitted disease by age 25. So says a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In 2000, almost half of the nation's 18 million new reported cases of STDs were among teenagers and young adults. A separate report from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, found that more than half of sexually active teens had never discussed STDs with their current partner or a doctor. Only half used condoms the last time they had sex. The authors of the UNC report, advised by a panel of young people, recommend widespread comprehensive sexual education programs. Youth panel member Miriam Satrowski, 25, of Urbana, Illinois, told USA Today, quote, "We need to learn to use condoms consistently and correctly. It is irresponsible to deny young people this information. The Bush administration has proposed doubling funding for abstinence-only sex education." Calls for an academic boycott of Israel are growing. Almost 300 educators from around the world have called on Israeli educators to reveal whether they support the Israeli government's policies in Palestine, according to The Guardian UK. In an open letter to Professor Menachem Magador, president of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, the international group of educators call on their Israeli colleagues to, quote, "share with us what Israeli academic institutions are doing to challenge the behavior of your government." Professor Nachman Ben-Yehuda of Hebrew University's Sociology Department rejected the idea of a boycott and said that the campaign recalled the days of McCarthyism in America. He added, "Did such a letter go to Harvard to ask whether they support Bush in Iraq?" But Hillary Rose, one of the first British academics to spearhead the campaign, said, quote, "I'm hoping that this will reopen and deepen the discussion of what is happening to the Palestinian academic system at every level. Schools are shut, universities are shut, the military enter the campuses at will. It is a completely impossible situation." In local news, Mayor Bloomberg's placement of additional police officers in 12 of the city's so-called most dangerous schools is meeting with mixed results. Over 2 months after the new officers began patrolling the 12 schools, now known as the Dirty Dozen, the mayor's office reports a drop in crime. But the crime drop, touted in most New York newspapers, showed a relatively minor decrease in major offenses from just over 3 a day to just under 4 a day. This limited achievement was accompanied by a 72% increase in citations for minor infractions like disorderly conduct and harassment. Rise Up Radio will bring you the voices of students in the weeks to come. Finally, the New York Police Department has admitted to having a so-called hip-hop task force. The NYPD told the Village Voice this week that it does have officers assigned to, quote, "monitor the music industry and any incidents regarding the music industry," end quote, including the hip-hop industry. Such a task force has long been suspected to exist, and the department came under increased scrutiny following a recent exposé in the Miami Herald. The Miami Police Department told the Herald that the NYPD gave the Floridian officers a binder with the criminal records and photos of rappers and shared databases with their New York colleagues. For Rise Up Radio, I'm Kat Aaron with some of the latest in youth news. I always feel-